For starters, I'm just going to start out by saying I'm so happy to have you back, Corey, and see that you are surviving and thriving your bachelorette party over the weekend.
Yeah, not sure about the thriving part of it, but mostly survived, I feel like. But glad to be back and happy to say that I am getting married in 3 short weeks. So I do not have to endure the drama that is the dating world in 2020. But our boy Kyle, he is going through some stuff right now.
That's right. We've got Kyle on the line with us right now with an all-new Team PXY Bad Dates to explain everything. So let's let him hop on, and you can take it away, Kyle, whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Breeze. Okay, so I was listening to your story last week about your accident, and I could totally relate because recently I was in an accident as well, and everyone was okay. Like, it was and at the time, I thought it had a very positive outcome.
Okay. A positive outcome from an accident.
Wait, what?
A little cryptic. What exactly happened?
Okay. Well, I was the person that got rear-ended. And initially, I was really pissed off.
Sure.
Yeah. Until I got out of the car and saw the girl who was driving the car that hit me. Guys, she was an absolute smoke show.
Really?
Okay, wait. What? So I'm confused. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm confused. So you get out of your car and you see your back is smashed in and your main focus is crushing on the girl who smashed into you. Strange mindset, yeah, my friend.
Actually, that's where my head would have gone, but okay. I mean, she must have been really pretty.
Well, okay. So the accident wasn't that bad. It was a low impact type of rear ending.
Okay.
But
I can make a joke right now, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, because I mean, I popped right out of the car. I turned around. I was like an angry face, but I see this girl. She pops out of the car. So she was perfectly fine. She started apologizing a lot, and like she wasn't hurt. She was clearly not hurt.
Okay,
which
good.
Which is good.
And clearly, right. Really pretty, because that's what you keep telling us.
Yes,
so.
Apparently. Okay, so what did you do next? Because the next thing you're supposed to do is go through like exchange. Well, call police first,
right?
And then obviously exchange insurance info, right?
Well, kind of. Like so there's no damage to the cars. And she was really sad and, like, upset, and I don't know, and she was really hot. And so I was like, you know what?
Saying.
We don't have to go through the insurance if I can take you out on a date.
Oh my God, Kyle going in for the kill, buddy.
Really shooting your shot, pal.
Really?
I don't know, I had that instinct to, like, take care of her and, like, protect her from all the stuff that was going on with the insurance. I don't know, like, I'm not sure. I just really wanted to like get to know her better, and I figured like, you know, this was my chance because like, what are the odds I'm ever going to see her again? And so, I mean, kind of like Breezy always says, like, you got to spend it sometimes.
Okay.
So
that's what you did, my friend.
This is terrifying, the influence that you're having. I don't know if this is good for anyone in this community. But my question is,
Corey,
was she receptive to that or like not into it at all? Because I don't know, she was just in a crash. Seems like a weird time to ask someone out on a date. That's just me though.
She seemed receptive at the time, but you know, hindsight's 20/20, right?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the truth? Okay, so I'm just really curious. You keep talking about how hot she is. You want to take her on a date. Did you guys end up going on that date?
Well, we did. But let's just say no. I know for a fact that I totally got played, and I feel like an absolute idiot.
Oh, okay. No. Well,
how?
Yeah, you're right. Hindsight is 20/20, buddy.
Okay, so this is going to totally blow your mind, guys. So a couple days later, I did take her out, and we went to a nice dinner at Bronca. And, you know, we're talking, and, I mean, it's awkward. It's that first date, trying to get to know you conversation, but like I'm driving most of the conversation, and like I was trying my best.
Well, we know how bad at driving she is.
So. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised you've expected that.
Right.
She did not really seem all that into it. So the dinner ultimately did not work out great for me because after she pretty much just kind of sat there awkwardly for an hour with me trying to talk with her, she admitted that she had a boyfriend. And when I asked her why she... Yeah.
Oh, God, you hate that.
And when I asked her, like, why did you agree to go out with me?
Yeah.
In the first place? And if you have a boyfriend? But she said, like, she was afraid that I was going to call the cops. And then that she's still on her parents' like insurance, and so like if she got like one more ding on it or whatever, like she'd have to start paying for her own insurance.
Okay.
And she saw this as an out, so to speak.
That is desperation at its finest.
So a couple things. I'm not gonna lie, Kyle. This is very unfortunate for you, but I gotta give this girl props.
What?
You know, thinking fast on her feet. What do you say in that situation?
That's so savage.
Well, I mean, I was really pissed, so I just left.
You left her there? What a savage!
There's so much savagery going on. I can't keep track.
No, I don't. You know what? No, she's a savage. I mean, did you hear what she did to me? That's wrong. What she did was wrong.
I gotta be honest with you, Kyle. I think you're the savage for asking someone out after getting into a car accident with them. I think this is where it all stems from. So I think this is all on you, buddy. I'm sorry. I'd love to be on your side here, but
I just can't. You just dipped and left her with the bill. No ride home. The chick's car is probably not working. Wow, Kyle. Wow. Great story, yeah, but we're not on your side.
Thank you for sharing. So.
Okay. I'll take that. I appreciate that.
Yes,
thanks,
yes. Again, thank you for sharing. Careful out there. Watch out for other drivers. Defensive driving is the way to go, Kyle.
Yeah.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, bye, man.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Breezy, I think we learned a valuable lesson today.
And what's that, Cor?
If someone crashes into you, you probably don't try to take them out on a date. Maybe this don't do
I mean, I thought that was pretty standard, but I mean, take it from Kyle. This isn't going to work out in your favor.
Resist that instinct. I wonder how Kyle gets the rest of his dates. Do you think he like hangs around funeral homes? He's hoping to see some people mourning.